dictation for Brittany Williams, BrittanyWilliams. Date of birth is 3/18/1987. Date of service is 5/7/2025. Once again, Brittany Williams, Britt like Tom, Ney, W like woman, Williams. Brittany Williams, 3/18/87. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. And date of service is 5/7/2025. Miss Brittany Williams is here for follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was injured in a rear-ending accident as a restaurant driver. This has impacted her with various symptoms, which involve severe pain in the left, moderate pain in the left shoulder, and left side of the neck, and the lower back. Lower back is mostly focused on the right hip, and right knee also involved. According to her, pain in the left shoulder is only 2 or 3. Many times, sometimes it increases if she is working hard. As she is full-time working, and she is able to manage her work as she has got an easy, light-duty job, and she is also doing a hydrotherapy. The pains are continuing at this time, and 60% improvement has been reported by the patient overall, but the pain in the right hip is the worst, right knee as well as the lower back. No incontinence, no other issues are reported. Occasionally she will have a stiffness of the leg, but it is not reported as numbness or tingling or radiculopathy or radiation of the pain from the lower back. But when she walks, her iliotibial tract on the right side becomes very stiff. The pain is between 4 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. And the improvement is reported. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. For pain medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 156 over 121. Pulse is 66. Pulse off is 100. The exam will remain the same except for the left shoulder exam. And then left shoulder has a completely normal range of motion of 108 degrees. There is no tenderness or pain in the rotator cuff region or inside the shoulder area. On inspection and palpation, shoulder is completely appearing normal with no contusion, no swelling, no crepitus. Range of motion is 180 degrees normal, abduction, forward flexion with no pain. Hawken Kennedy test, P test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are found negative at this time. Similarly, in the neck examination, the forward flexion is 60, tension is 60, rotation is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the neck are negative, and so is the thoracic spine, Hoffman sign, Erling sign, Lerman test, distraction test, and Soto-Hart test in the cervical spine negative. Thoracic spine Bruce test and slump test is negative. In the lower back, the urgency cardiac test is negative. Straight leg raising test on the left side is positive at 35 degrees, and on the right, positive for 30 degrees. SI joints are positively tender, and CAMP test is negative, regular test negative, tending flexion test, ILI compression test, and distraction test negative. Faber test was found positive, and constant test was positive on the right side. Thank you. Diagnosis will remain the same. So the plan will be to provide the medications to the patient, which are as follows: Celebrex 200 mg a day, for anti-inflammatory effect. SFX 20 mg twice a day. Tylenol codeine number 4, one tablet, two times a day. 60 tablets for pain relief. Nerontin 500 mg a day. Two times a day for neuropathy, headaches. Furosemides are provided for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for pain relief also. Physical therapy. We continue to the affected area, light duty job has been continued. Patient is ordered an MRI of the right hip since she is complaining of severe pain, and also a MRI of the upper and lower extremities. Since she's patient has occasional radiation of pain to the left lower leg extremity, in the lateral part of the extremity, to make sure that the nerves are not compressed or affected, since the MRI is not mentioning any nerve root compression. However, the MRI right hip is being done to identify a cause of pain. The pain in the right hip could be a referred pain from the right knee. It could also be a referred pain from the lumbar spine being involved. The idea is to make sure that the patient is not a surgical candidate. The patient has been reviewed the MRIs. Is found to have a disc herniation at L4-5 and L5-S1, causing the bilateral foraminal stenosis, along with mild posterior paraspinal muscle atrophy, as well as facet hypertrophy, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. So the facet hypertrophy and the disc herniation is supposed to be the primarily the cause of the pain. And even shooting to the right, to the left leg, up to the knee, could be a referred pain in the formation of L5. However, the EMG will help differentiate. In the cervical region, there is a herniated disc at C5-6, broad-based, causing bilateral foraminal stenosis. It could be responsible for occasional numbness and tingling that patient experience, and occasional one or two fingers. The differentiation can be done with the EMG. Thank you. This is the end of the patient. Patient will be scheduled for LESI times 4 and possibly the SI joint injections. Thank you.